I want to apologize to all fans of Chamishi, maybe to the Aliyah itself, but I felt that for a change, I would address the underrepresented Aliyot of Shishi and Shvi. Never seemed to get much of a shout out in these Divrei Torah. I want to talk something about Parsha, about one of the mitzvot, which isn't that hard in Parshat Ki Tetzé, but to talk about a few of the mitzvot that appear actually towards the end of the Parsha in the Shvi. Torah says the following: Ki tiktzor ketircha b'sadecha v'shachachta omer b'sadeh lo tashuv l'kachto. If you are in the midst of a harvest and you forget sheaves in the field, don't turn around to take them again. Lager le'atom la'almana yiyeh. Let them be for the stranger, for the orphan, for the widow. In order that God will bless you in all of your endeavors. So when you are harvesting your olives on Shabbat, so we spoke about different words for snow amongst the Eskimos, but the same thing holds true in an agrarian society. So there is a different term for the harvest, chavita, for the zeitim, than there was for the harvest of the grain of tiktzor, and the next pasuk of ki tiftzor, when you gather your grapes from the vineyard. And the halacha is all the same. Don't go back for what's been left behind. And each time, the Torah says again, lager, layatom, la'almana, three different times, three different psukim, leave it for those who are less fortunate than you. And then the Torah sums it all up, v'zacharta, and you'll remember, ki eved hayita be'eretz Mitzrayim, because you were a slave in the land of Egypt, al-kein, and that is why anochi mitzavecha la'asot et hadavar hazeh. That's why I am commanding you to do these mitzvot. Now, if you think about it, right, this halacha of leket shechacha is a somewhat inconsequential halacha. What do I mean by that? This is not the mitzvah of tzedakah. That was already mentioned in Parshat Re'eh. Kifatoach tiftachet yadcha lo, open up your hand to the poor. This isn't even the mitzvah of peyah, where, you know, even though you said the beginning of the tefillah, elu dvarim she'en lahem shiur, these are things that have no, there is no amount, set amount that you have to give, no minimum amount when it comes to setting aside the corners of the field. But Chazal have already said that there is a shi'ur. You have to set aside a certain percentage. But it's also something which is more importantly, is that it's something which is thought out and planned in advance. Leket shichacha are halachot, which by their very definition are things that you do not plan. In other words, you don't plan on leaving sheaves of grain in your field. You don't plan on, when you are cutting the harvest in your vineyard, that you will accidentally leave clusters of grapes behind. This isn't something which is planned. This is something which happens in life. And if you think about it, this is not going to be the subsistence of the aniyim. I mean, how much can it really be worth? I saw an article a few years ago where someone tried to calculate the actual value of, you know, in the story of Megillat Rut, where Rut is gathering up the sheaves all day long. She's picking up the shichacha. That's basically all she's doing in the field. What was the value? The Megillat tells us how much grain she actually gathered, and the market value in today's dollars was about $4. That's what she worked for an entire day to get in terms of the value of the barley in that particular instance. You're not talking about a huge amount of money. You're not talking about a huge surplus of grain. So what is so important about this halachot? The Torah has to tell us, not once, not twice, but three times, right? Leave it. Lager le'atom v'la'almana yihiyah. What is going on here? So the Sefer HaChinuch, in his understanding, explains the following. It says, Gam yesh bezet toelet le'bal hasadeh. If you want to know what the real value here, it's not for the other. It's for the owner of the field. She ikneh bezeh nefesh tova, in order that you become a more refined individual. Ki be'emet min bidat hanedivut v'nefesh bracha levolti teit levavo al haomer hanishkach v'yanichem le'evyonim v'al balei hanefesh hatova tanuach birkat Hashem le'olam. A person has to understand something. Are you, am I, a person of tzedakah? That's really the question. A person of tzedakah is someone who recognizes that there are opportunities to give. And those opportunities come even or especially when it's shichicha. When it's something which is forgotten, something that you wouldn't be thinking of too much otherwise. The Rambam, in a very important piece in his Perush HaMishnah and Avot, so the Rambam says with regard to the Mishnah, what the Mishnah says, Hakol lefi rov hama'aseh, that it all is dependent on the number, the amount of actions that you do. The Rambam says the following. He gives the following parable. He says, if you have, let's say, 1,000 shekel to give as tzedakah, you've set it aside. You've earned 10,000 shekel, you've put aside 1,000 to give. So now with that 1,000 shekel, the Rambam says, don't give it in one check. Don't write a 1,000 shekel check. Rather, give 1,000 shekel, single shekel donations. Rov ma'aseh. Each act of tzedakah has an impact upon you. You do a big action. One action, it's forgotten. After a day, you've written that check, you feel really great about yourself, you gave it to whichever charity is important to you, and then, within a day or two, you're on to the next thing. When it comes to giving tzedakah, daily, every opportunity, then it impacts it on you. That's what you become a person who is blessed. Go one step further than that. Now the last pasuk, Zacharta ki eved hayita be'eretz Mitzrayim. Remember that you were a slave in Egypt. I had the schut of studying under Professor Nechama Leibowitz and hearing her shiurim and interacting with her. And she quoted this pasuk more than once. And specifically with regard to leked shichicha. Because here again, what is the zacharta ki eved hayita at this point? And she said, you know, people misunderstand the concept of ki eved hayita. We think of it, we're taught, we have undergone difficult times, we know what the Eved feels, and therefore we're going to be kinder people. She said just the opposite, the Torah said. Ask yourself. Study after study shows it, but it's not only the studies. Who is most likely to be an abuser? Someone who himself was abused. We were avadim. People who are been abused look around and say, it's my turn now. I have the opportunity to have the upper hand. Torah says, no. Zacharta ki eved hayita. You have to remember
intellectually what it means, and despite the fact that you were a slave, despite that fact. So that is why you have to make sure you give it to the ger, the yatom, the almana. That's the lesson of leket. That's the lesson of shechicha. I want to throw it out to a challenge to you. Because last I checked, I realized some people don't take care of their rooms. All sorts of things are growing there. But for the most part, leket and shechicha are not parts of our lives. But I will tell you what is part of our life. See this sukkabat? This is part of our lives. And there's a minhag. And you've seen it. And Rav Yitz spoke about it. Rav Yitz hasn't spoken about it. So I'll mention it. There's a minhag. Right? That in the at the Charot Imo HaBrit, where the Torah, with the where in the Brei Hayamim, and where we say that the that Atamu Shel Bakol, you God, rule over everything. There is a mitzvah, special mitzvah at that point, to give some tzedakah. And you'll see people going up to the shulchan at that point, going to the tzedakah box. And it's a general minhag in Klal Yisrael to do this. Right? I'm telling every single person here, right? Take a shekel. Forget about a shekel. Half a shekel. Half a shekel translates to about 13, 14 US cents. Okay? About, off the top of my head, about 10 pence if you're a Brit. Okay? About 20 Australian cents. Right? About 13, I don't know what's the unit, Rafi, in for Swiss francs. What? About the same as the U.S., okay, about, I don't know, 200 rand. Okay, so basically, it's not that much money. It really isn't so much, right? It adds up. Half a shekel, six times six shacharits a week. That's three shekel a week, okay? That means that over the course of the year, you'll give close to 150 shekel just by giving half a shekel every day. Right, every tefillah, half a shekel, 150 shekel. As a tzibur, right, that translates to well over 10, 15,000 shekel. Right, just from half a shekel a day. But it's not the money that's going to be raised by it. It's the idea, the sense, that every single half shekel that you do, and you put it in, means that you are being a person of tzedakah. You are thinking of tzedakah. And that's why the Torah says, Zacharta ki eved ayita be'eretz Mitzrayim. And be'ezrat Hashem, al kein anochi mitzavcha et hadavar hazeh, that's why we are being commanded, l'man yivarechecha Hashem elokecha, that we too should be blessed. Have a wonderful day.